The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. That right there's Kelly Midlin.
Hey-o!
Producer number nine, so much more than a producer. Coming up this hour. Drew Dinsick standing by. Talk NBA draft and tennis with us. And Tim Lawson, host of the Better's Life podcast, The Better Life, talking some international soccer, talking some advantage play, slot play that he thinks might be a mirage of sorts.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. He'll be in studio. We get tweets at Being the Book. First, I want to read these, though.
Where my podcast ranks in his least downloaded podcasts of all time.
Long shots?
No, The Better Life.
Oh, your appearance on it.
Yeah, my appearance on it. Yeah.
Oh, we should ask him.
Yeah, it's got to be up there.
It was like four years ago, probably. Tim, forget the soccer and the rec betting stuff. Can you just tell us where Kelly's appearance ranks?
He's been doing that pod for a long time.
He has been. He did 200 episodes on one feed, and now he has moved on to a different feed. So we'll talk about that as well, why he decided to do that. We get tweets. Mike Zills, I already read that one, and I read Super Jerks. Primetime, Cowboys underscore Cubs 1. Yo, hey, man, happy Friday, he says to me. The absence of NBA and NHL games has really got you flustered, obviously. Perhaps you can have a segment on the Cowboys and the millions and millions of Super Bowl wins, including the three since D.C., since the D.C. Washington football team's last appearance. I think what you're referring to is the team that...
Such sad trash talk.
I think the team that you're referring to, Primetime, is the one that hasn't been to the conference championship since 1990, after the 1995 season. The next closest NFC team is the Bears since 2010. I think that's the one you're referring to.
That was Cowboys Commanders trash talk. It's just so sad right now. Yeah, okay.
Right. It depends on
how
you catch it.
Go back 30 years.
Daytime degenerate. Does Gil get 10% of my earnings for life after I win the contest? Great question.
That's a good tweet right there.
That's a great question, daytime degenerate. I'm going to sign you to a big league advance deal. Jack Olaquire. Gil, I just signed up for Circa's Winner's Circle Proxy. Does exclusive strategy advice come from Toddy 2 asking for a brother or two or three? Yeah, he's got a couple brothers, Jack Olaquire. No, but I'll probably be, maybe from Todd. I'll certainly be talking to Fezzik the whole time. So maybe you'll get Fezzik advice by proxy. See what I did there?
Gil and his team. There you go.
Gil and his team. Mortal Locks. Did anyone have a Bernard Tomic ATP win on their bingo card this morning? I did not. Tomic, I think, was a top 20 player 9 years ago.
I almost played it, but...
Yeah, I know you were right.
Just the last one left off today, you know?
Brian M., the question for the Winner's Circle Proxy Contest is, does Gil have to fund his own burner phone? Good question. I'll look into that. Michael Salvino, what do Miami Vice's Wavy, Davey, and Vison have in common? We in the cash business. I think it's a Miami Vice reference right there. Xavier, 82, Jacob, he has just placed a bet on Seattle Storm, 22-1. Oh, no, he's had this bet, apparently. Did you have this already? Let's see. He says, they've been the third best team most of the season, so I agree on 20-1 to win it all is definitely value. Thanks. Oh, I think he just played it. And Lauren Sanderson Peck, how does one enter the contest that Yins referenced for the free entry with proxy service? Well, once again, you go to winnerscircleproxy.com/vsin to enter right now. And then James Sott, trying to multitask here with Gil and now Drew while watching Iga and working. Guess work is going to miss out. Speaking of Drew Dinsick, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line right now, he joins us now from the LBC, Long Beach, California. Whale underscore Capper is where you find him on Twitter again. The Deep Dive podcast, which he does with Andy Molitor, and NBC Sports Bet the Edge with Jay Croucher. How you doing, Drew?
Great, man. Great to be with you guys. Bernard Tomic threw me, man. Holy smokes. Haven't thought about that guy in a long time. When we were, you know, grinding tennis, getting going in this racket, no pun intended. There were a lot of people that thought Tomic was going to be world number one someday. And he got as high as 17 and then fell all the way down to 832. So he has had quite a roller coaster. Just I can't believe he won a match today.
Give you a perspective on 832. I had some dude roll up on the show when we were at the D who was like, who had once been 720th in the world. Is like, I'll give you tennis lessons. So that's where Bernard Tomic.
Oh, man. That's the range
where Bernard Tomic was. Okay, let's get the tennis out of the way because we do want to talk NBA draft. And by the way, congratulations on all your OKC wins, by the way. They all come home to roost. All right, we're doing the, and thank you again in advance. I'll thank you publicly as I thank you privately. Thanks for doing the Wimbledon podcast. The post-draw Wimbledon podcast is this Friday. The draw is dead of the night, Friday morning for us. So after a numbers game on Friday, Drew, Zach, and I will do the Wimbledon podcast on a Friday.
You got the whole crew together on a Friday.
Drew doesn't do shows on Fridays. Tell him, Drew, you don't do shows on Fridays, typically.
Don't you have to be a napper or something, Drew?
Yeah.
Next week.
He arranged it around Wimbledon. The Wimbledon draw.
Did you know that? Did you set me up for that?
No, we had no idea.
Wine country for the 4th of July this year, Kelly.
I like it.
Obviously. All right, real quick, let's get your brief thoughts. We don't have to do the Wimbledon deep dive, but a shallow dive into the pre-draw here. Alcaraz, Sinner, and nobody else on the men's side, or do we give someone else, including Djokovic, a puncher's chance here?
You can give Djokovic a puncher's chance if you want. I'm not going to. No, I'm just kidding.
That's why I'm asking you.
I think it's a two-man race. Djokovic can certainly make a run here. I think he proved at Roland Garros that he still has plenty of tricks up his sleeve. The issue is it's gonna need to be draw dependent for him, right? I think we've got enough data and enough signal now to understand that Djokovic has a massive Jannik Sinner problem. I don't know that he is necessarily going to solve Jannik Sinner on a dime here, although Sinner obviously still has a lot of learning to do to be an effective grass player. He still kind of has all of the answers for Djokovic. So, Djokovic might have a Carlos Alcaraz on grass problem. Last year's Wimbledon final was a non-compete. And some of that was, of course, Djokovic was way, way less physically less solid physically at that time. He was dealing with all kinds of injuries, issues, and fatigue. And now he's a lot fresher. So, yeah, Djokovic and Alcaraz, if they draw in the same half, if they end up on the same half of the draw, that'll be a fun semifinal likely. But if Djokovic draws into Sinner's half, he's probably not making a final here. Between Alcaraz and Sinner, as much as Djokovic has a Sinner problem, Sinner seems to have an Alcaraz problem. I will be a bit shocked if Sinner all of a sudden comes into this grass tournament with all of the answers for grass and can take on Alcaraz head to head first opportunity. So I would say that Alcaraz should be the short shot here over Sinner by a decent amount. And Alcaraz's performance in London last week was pretty unfallible. Like, you can't really poke any holes in the way his game is looking right now. So for me, at least, Alcaraz would be the clear and only bet at +150. And then, the kind of the real fun thing to tackle when we break down the draw on Friday, Gil, is who's going to win that fourth quarter, that doesn't have Alcaraz or Djokovic in it. Because right now, certainly what we've seen on grass so far, the names include Draper. They include Fritz, and they include Bublik. Yes. They definitely include Bublik. He's playing some awesome tennis. Excited to see ultimately who lands in that mystery quarter and coming up with the right bet to kind of capitalize on some early championship winnings.
Yeah, we'll see what the draw says. But Bublik 35-1 to win it all. He just beat in Germany Sinner, Medvedev, Khachanov, and Mahach. So on his way to that title.
So what do you guys think odds are that we get a better number on Alcaraz post-draw than right now?
Depends what the draw is.
But the completely up in the air?
I doubt it.
Okay. Yeah.
You doubt it, Drew. Right. Okay.
I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. Once we get to the draw and people see how it shakes out, I think Alcaraz is going to shorten to, say, like +120-ish. I doubt he flips to minus money favorite, although I would make him greater than 50% chance to win the title right now.
I'll stick with depends on the draw. Depends who's on his score.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. From women's side, much more open. including the fact that Marketa Vondrousova, who won Wimbledon, Kelly's girl. Kelly loves a girl with tattoos.
That's right. Girl with the tats.
Specifically, her really poorly done tattoos. Vondrousova has found her grass game yet again, or so it seems in the run-up. She won a tournament here this past week. She's 14-1. She is the sixth shot. Maddie Keys is the seventh shot at 16-1. It's Sabalenka, Rybakina, Coco, Iga, Mira Andreeva. Those are the five short ones. Pre-draw, what are your thoughts?
The number of women who could win this title is pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it at 128.
I'm going to go lower, but I understand. Yes.
I don't think we know all the names of the women who could win this title yet, because some of them haven't qualified. the grass game is flat earth on the women's side of the draw right now. I think the price for Sabalenka is obscene. The only bet I have to this point on the women's side is a friend of ours who thought that Sabalenka was going to win, who I have staked the no against in a big free gentleman's bet. So I'm on Sabalenka no at 3-1. And or 1-3 for me, 3-1 for my friend. And if if you made me call it a week ago, I would have said Rybakina is my pick in the blind, but she's not beating, she's not winning 3-4 consecutive matches against the elite players, at least in her current form. So this thing is wide open. Goff is a scratch toss. Mira Andreeva looks like a toss. Vondrousova did play amazingly last week in Berlin, had some incredible wins. Keys.
Yeah.
Really interesting to me at that price point.
Rybakina
up. Keys kind of should be in the top five, I think.
Yeah, Felika has keys, 18-1. Rybakina was up 6-2 in a third set tiebreaker against Sabalenka the other day, and she gacked it. Those of us who had Rybakina know it well. No grass court tennis left for you today or anything?
Oh, no, I've been locked in on the draft today.
Yeah, okay. And we will discuss the NBA draft right after this with Drew Dinsick. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Want to bet smarter this football season? VSiN Pro can help you start strong. Our new NFL betting guide drops next week. And early access means a better shot at spotting value in futures markets before the lines move. Somebody's got homework today.
Oh, come on, Kill.
Now's the perfect time to join with our football special. Just $175 for full VSiN Pro access from today through the Super Bowl. That's every sport we cover every day at a special early bird price. The sooner you sign up, the more you get out of it. You'll be first in line for our NFL betting guide, your playbook for the season, packed with team previews, power ratings, and season-long best bets. Plus, you'll get a daily best bets email from our expert hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, live and on-demand shows via the VSiN Watch app, full access to VSiN.com's analytics, tools, and pro systems. Here's what you do. You go to VSiN.com/subscribe now. You lock in the football special for just $175. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate it. This is Jason McKinney. The cooler strikes again. I went with the Diamondbacks for June. Yes, that was a snake pun also. When I win the free entry, I'll provide the burner phone. I promise Life 360 won't be tracking you. B. Morianen. I think there needs to be a protest that for our Independence Day, Drew is spending it surrounded by French liquid focused on a British sport. The American thing to do is a trip to Chicago for NASCAR and bourbon. Yeah, pass that on to Drew. Very anti-American. Fake follower says, Gil, could you ask your advanced slot guest coming up if he distinguishes between, I don't know what you're saying here, VIPs and MGs, maybe video lottery terminal. Oh, video lottery terminals, pardon me. Used in New York versus random number generators used in Vegas. Love the show. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't understand your acronyms there. Yes, I will ask him that momentarily. And then Michael Sachs, I'm taking Friday afternoon off. I'm going to be a Gillionaire, he says.
Like it.
A lot of response to the contest coming up. Free entry. Who wouldn't like that? Free entry for Circa. Both contests, Survivor and Millions. Drew Dinsick, kind enough to join us for segment number two here from the LBC, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Drew, by the way, your football, your NFL, before we talk NBA draft here, just real quick, NFL sort of handicapping, when does that begin for you?
Well, I get into NFL after I spend the 4th of July watching British tennis, drinking French liquid, floating in an inner tube on the Russian River.
Not a joke.
That's what you'll be able to find me on July 4th this year.
Maybe doing a little free diving too, Gil. Doesn't know if it'll be enough time.
Oh, no. Not up there, man.
Not the Russian River.
Too many sharks.
No.
No, thank you. No, you're in the red triangle up there, buddy. I will go to the beach, though, for sure. But yeah, NFL sincerely handicap gets going like around July 10th. I'll probably put out the grid with all the situational schedule matrix, probably like July 10th ish. And then our preview series on the deep dive with Andy is going to get going probably around the middle of July as well. So, excited to do it. We got way analytical last year. We're going to do that again, try to be a little bit more granular about how we're coming up with our ratings, because we're not just, you know, kind of spitballing it. We're actually using data to get there. So, fired up for that.
Cool. Okay. Let's get to the NBA draft tomorrow night, round one. ESPN going with a televised round two. I guess they get the body fitness alternative programming is what they've X'd out to do round two live. But
cornhole
one,
championships?
Cornhole championships, that kind of thing. Round one tomorrow night, we can bet on this, at least to some extent in the state of Nevada, but elsewhere you can bet on this. What have you bet so far? What do you think you know?
A good chance flag goes one.
Okay, let's start there. Yes. Thanks, Drew. Good appearance.
Catch you next week.
I'm going to slot this kid from Rutgers, Dylan Harper.
Wow, that was really good.
Wow.
I'm going to slot Dylan Harper 2 to the Spurs. That feels pretty
feels
solid.
Feels pretty good. Now what?
But the draft, you know, everybody kind of knows this, I think, by now, but the draft starts at 3. Betting market, high confidence right now that VJ Edgecombe is going to go 3. The birdies in the Edgecombe camp are not as confident. They were kind of hoping and expecting to get some sort of commitment / promise from Philadelphia over the weekend and did not. And so there is either some sort of surprise at foot with what Philadelphia ultimately is going to do, or they are waiting till the absolute last minute to see if they can affect a trade. And really kind of that's the story of this draft, in my opinion, which is picks 3 through 8, really. The order of the teams does not, and the needs on those teams do not really fit the kind of correct order of this, you know, kind of talent. Right?
Interesting.
So you have this funny deal where like the Philadelphia would be best served taking the guy who is like the 7th or 8th most talented, and they can't really do that at 3. So they, you know, like that's sort of the situation in the whole, as you go down the whole way. So there's, you know, there's a ton of friction, so to speak, in terms of the order of the teams and the talent level of the players, which is making things tricky. And there's been, from my intelligence, at least, there's been a little bit of a kind of soft market for trading, right? Like there's nothing, you know, that there's no kind of easy way to grease the wheels here so that the teams are in the right order. So right now it kind of feels to me like the 8 are going to pick in the order they are now, just because there's no wink, wink, nod, nod, handshake. If this guy's available, we'll make a trade deal that I've heard of so far. And Philly at 3 sticking and picking VJ. Okay, fine. I would put it at maybe like 60% chance that's what happens. In that world, Charlotte, I think, almost certainly takes Con 4. And in the surprise world where the Sixers didn't really ever intend to take VJ, I think Con would be their likely target. So for me, it's a VJ Con 3-4 in some order, right? And so I have a decent amount of Con exactly 4 placed. And then I have a lot of Con under 5.5 in my book.
Wow, that's exactly what Kelly and I have.
Let's go.
Con under, you know, top 5, and then Con exactly 4th.
Would you still bet that now? Yeah. Con plus 110 4th, I'm seeing.
That's way down.
Yes.
Wow. You'd still bet.
Yeah. Okay, so to go 4th?
Yeah.
Not top 4?
To go 4th.
See, I think that there's a small EV there, but surely kind of finding more fun ways to bet that, like there are some markets of the exact top 4 correct, taking VJ Con 3-4 and then Con VJ 3-4 to me makes sense, because those are both decent ish prices. I'll be sincerely surprised if the Hornets could take Khan and don't. Is kind of where my head is at. And then in that world where they did a wonderful job snowing me personally, I would then very much hope that Utah saves the day and takes Khan so that I'm not holding the bag there.
We should probably say his last name, by the way, Khan Knepel, for those who don't know.
KK. For me, it's VJ Khan in some order, 3-4. Utah Jazz, I don't have strong intelligence, but I will say that Ace Bailey did turn them down as far as working out. And the Ace Bailey kind of conversation is worth having very briefly here. His entire conduct through this process to me has been, we're trying to point him to a team where he can be the high usage offensive player, which means we don't want him in Philly. We don't want him in Charlotte.
Right.
And maybe he just doesn't want to be in Utah for lifestyle reasons. Who knows? But hello, whatever the Wizards. Case is. I think this has been engineered to point him to six. And I have a lot of kind of longer prices for darts on Ace to go exactly sixth. Jazz Pelicans are both tough for me to read. I know that they're both in the big market. I know that they're both in the point guard market. And at one point, the Pelicans were the likely landing spot for Fears, at least according to Fears' dad. And then all of a sudden, communication kind of stopped. And I think it's because the Pelicans don't think Fears is going to be there. So kind of putting all the pieces to the puzzle together, I think Fears is going to go five to Utah.
Let's go.
And then the Pelicans... Pelicans then I think are in the big business because there's not a good enough point guard at that point to take with the seventh pick. So I'm going to slot Malak to Pelicans at seven. I have not bet that at all. And then I think Trey Johnson falls to the Nets at eight.
Wow.
And then those eight players, I think are very likely your top eight players in this draft in some order. Most of my action is Khan under and then darts on exactly finding the right landing spot for Fears at five to the Jazz, for Bailey at six to the Wizards, and for Trey Johnson at eight to the Nets.
Bailey to the Wizards at six sounds more and more like a play.
Okay, yeah. So I want to bring this up with both of you, because I feel like in the past 36, 48 hours, Drew, I it feels like almost everybody's penciling in Ace to the Wizards at six, but that number has barely moved. He's plus 230 still to go six. Is that something we should be betting, or is this a bit of a smokescreen still, we think?
Well, I mean, I think that you're far enough down the board there, and I don't, there's definitely a lot of speculation involved. Number one, you have to avoid a trade where somebody trades up to the Wizards, right? Trade up to three, right? Like, that's the kind of thing where you could grease the wheels and teams are now in the right order for the players they want, kind of thing. So that could happen. Ultimately, I do think that's a worthy play. My best bet, however, on the entire board, we are through eight picks, have not mentioned the name Noah Esengwe. He is lined at 9.5 for some inexplicable reason. This is the worst number on the board. If he goes in the top nine, I will be very, very upset on Wednesday night. Very, very upset.
And that's the third of my three plays.
Absolutely absurd.
Over 9.5 on Esengwe. Thank you so much, Drew. Appreciate it. Great segment.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Looking for a more exciting way to bet? It's called xcuta.com. That's spelled X-E-U-T-T-A, and it's the future of futures wagering. It combines the adrenaline of a live auction with the strategy of sports betting or fantasy picks. It's easy to use, and it works for any sport. Over 1,000 teams, players, golfers, and drivers. xCuta is adaptable to any sport, even horse racing, and it's free to sign up. You pick who you want to bid on, customize your own auction, set your winnings, invite your friends to play. You can even create auctions for free. xCuta has free auctions every day at 3, 6, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Send an email to support@xcuta.com. That's support@xcuta.com. Mention VSiN and they'll give you a 3-month player promo code to get started. xCuta is a sports Calcutta. Again, that's xcuta.com. X-C-U-T-T-A. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beatty the Book. Let me just read a few here. We get another question. Joe C714, our buddy Joe in Cali. How do you enter the contest for Circa? Thanks. Once again, let me get the exact URL for you. winnerscircleproxy.com/VSIN. winnerscircleproxy.com/VSIN. Again, enter to win a free entry into Circa Survivor or Circa Million. And we'll announce the winner on Friday right here in a numbers game. Exclusive strategy access from me all year long, thrown into the mix as well. And I'll be talking to Fezzik and Wishnev and anybody else you want me to talk to as well. So it's not just me. It's a group effort. How about that? This is from, all right, a couple here for Timmy Lawson, who joins us now. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, he's kind enough to join us in studio before I even read these tweets, because he's got a lot to talk about. Tim Lawson, who was the host of The Better Life. This was a podcast that had 200 episodes. And then Tim said, you know what? I could do better. I could do something called The Better Life Better Than Ever.
That's right.
And it's a new feed. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Lawson joins us here in studio. You can follow him on Twitter at The Better Life. Why did you do this? So first of all, hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Also, Megapod historian, that's right. Tim Lawson, his finest role, that's one can argue.
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, on my way over here, I was like, I've been listening to Gil for 13 years.
Good God.
Probably more 14 years, like the betting dork. I was in Lima, Peru, in my room there, at the, you know, stationed there at the embassy. I just remember like watching baseball, tweeting at you, listening to the betting dork. So it's crazy how long ago that was.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that was the power of Twitter, right? The power of Twitter back in the day. That's how
By the way, Winner Circle Proxy, it's what I use. They're fantastic.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right. A little plug for Winner Circle Proxy beyond the contest as well.
So The Better Life, I wasn't sure if I was going to continue podcasting in the space. So I wanted to put a nice bow on my endeavor there. I put out three episodes called Not the Finale to sort of leave it open-ended, right? But it ended up being the finale of that feed. And when I decided, I want to just continue podcasting in the space, I was like, let me start fresh. Let me that was a nice 5-6 year run I had with The Better Life. I'm going to start fresh. It's admittedly the same show, but the different cadence, different. I'm approaching it a little bit differently on the guests and stuff. So,
and give the 15-second speech as to what the podcast is exactly.
The Better Life is about talking to gamblers about their life as a better, right? You know, your first exposure to gambling is the first question, and then it goes from there.
Kelly wants to know where his episode ranks in the pantheon.
In uniqueness, definitely up there, in the sense that, like, you know, we had stories of, you know, living in Moscow at separate times and stuff like that. But yeah, Kelly's is up there.
A good way to answer it.
Gil, can I do my Vegas sports betting gripe
please,
real quick?
Please.
I was at the Luxor last night, meeting up with friends, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna get some bets down real quick. So I go to the BetMGM book there. I go in there, first bet I make $750. They give me three drink tickets. Okay, so $250 per drink ticket. The price of the drink ticket does not bother me, but I get three drink tickets. I go, I give them out to some friends. I come, an hour and a half later, I go to make another bet, this one for a dime. I'm thinking, I'm about to get four drink tickets.
Well, I would think so.
I got one.
Yeah.
Because there was a four per customer cap per day. And I was like, my friends at the video poker bar are cycling through $50 and just got four drinks in an hour.
God forbid you get five drinks for free.
I was speechless. You know, I was like, I don't know what to say here. But
my only reaction is, over at MGM, it's $500 per drink ticket now. It's unbelievable what's happening. It's incredible.
I mean, you know, the price per ticket, whatever, capping it at like a amount of, you're telling me you can't spare one more Coors Light today?
There's that. All right, registered. Yeah. We'll put it in the suggestion box.
I mean, it's just, we all have our Vegas gambling gripes. That's I guess that's mine now.
All right, let's get to, so you have something you want to get into regarding Advantage Play and slot machines. Let me just get to these two questions here on Twitter, and you can sort of address as you please. One of them, again, fake follower Gil, could you ask your Advantage slot guest Tim Lawson if he distinguishes between these two things, video lottery terminals used in New York versus random number generators used in Vegas?
Short answer, I'm not an AP slots pro. I just dabble, and I have friends that are very much into it. But you know, I would not approach. I'm not aware of AP opportunities in the slot terminal type in like New York, like our random number generators in states like this is where I would feel comfortable, but people way smarter than me may be aware of otherwise. But as a rec plus AP, you know, slots guy, I would stick to
not your thing.
Not okay. I would stick to states like Nevada.
Shades of Mako, I imagine your slot guest will talk about perceived bonuses.
I'm not quite sure about the perceived bonus, but my cautionary tale here, and maybe this might answer a question. Yes. I don't know. You know. Something, you know, AP slots, Advantage slots has gotten very popular, right? If anybody who sits at a slot machine for a long enough time, you will have about a dozen people cycle through the slot machine right next to you checking the machine. You see them all over the place now. And I hear more and more about recreational or rec plus bettors wanting to get an AP slot. And they, you know, when you, if you're like, hey, I like Osaka plus 125, I wouldn't play her past plus 105. How many people are betting her at minus 110?
All of them.
Right? So
if 95%.
You could teach someone who doesn't know anything about EP slots. You'd be like, hey, this machine, when the blue butterflies hit 75, that's when it's a play. They're going to play it at 68 every time they see it at 68 because they think, oh, that's close. It's good enough. You know, they don't account for the thin math, you know, at the, you know, the trigger points on there. They don't account for the amount of time that you can spend. I mean, I've spent 8 hours on a machine before, like just wasting my life away, smashing a button. A lot of people are under bankrolled for endeavors like this. I just saw a kid, couldn't be older than 24, 25 years old a couple of days ago. And he was chasing a play and a couple of machines down. I was like, how long have you been hitting that? He's like, I've been here for a couple hours. And I'm about to go bust. He's like, my entire bankroll for the trip has vanished today. And my first thought as well, you clearly know what you're doing because you're pursuing the right play there, but you weren't prepared for like the variance that you're going to get and stuff like that. And so a cautionary tale on AP slots. It's slots are the secret to, you know, anybody who bets on sports, you get almost nothing back from the casino. If you're into slots, you know that you're getting everything back from the casino. So it's very attractive, but cautionary tale there.
Yeah. Sports bettors are absolutely aware that the stepchild of getting perks, let's say, from casinos. Speaking of sports betting, you also are a soccer bettor.
Yes. It is the only sport in which I handicap and bet on my own accord.
You originate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So in every other sport, I'm either following, tailing, collaborating, but soccer is where I focus.
You wanted to say something about international soccer betting in general.
Yeah. So I think this is a great, we're only a year out from the World Cup. The Gold Cup's going on right now. The FIFA Club World Cup. I don't have to tell you, Gil, that's in full swing right now.
My God, are you
kidding
me?
Something that I think doesn't get spoken enough about is international tournaments are much more difficult to handicap than we really give them credit for. You're talking about a small data set or limited data, small data set on the national teams. The FIFA Club World Cup, you have like Los Angeles Football Club playing Chelsea. Tell me where you're going to handicap that properly. Yeah. Like, an MLS team playing an English Premier League team. Like, there's professionals that are going to be able to figure it out.
It's startling when it comes up on the screen. Sure. I'm like, what is this? Like,
what is this? What is this sport?
Yeah.
But, when these tournaments come around, people have their soccer people on and no one really gives the proper nod to how challenging it is to handicap international tournaments. Because it's a limited data set, because the data you are getting are probably from circumstances different from the tournament that you're trying to handicap. We're still going to do it when the Women's World Cup comes up. I'll happily come back on a numbers game and provide my opinion. But I think because we're so excited as soccer handicappers to finally get our opportunity to talk about soccer on these shows, right, I don't think we give it the proper nod that it is much more challenging than trying to play domestic leagues that we're handicapping on a regular basis.
So you have no Club World Cup bet or thoughts on it at all?
I have Dortmund. I think I got a 25-1 to win the whole thing. That was pre-flop.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is now, but they were in an easy group and in good form. So that was the only. But that was me collaborating with someone else. I didn't come to that conclusion on my own.
Yeah. Gold Cup. While you're here, I figured I might as well ask.
Nothing. I mean, yeah. Because MLS, NWSL, USL, those are my three. They're in full swing right now. So I just couldn't add another tournament on top of it.
Before you go, let me just ask you: for people who say that MLS is the hardest thing to handicap, you say? Because I have heard that more than once from folks.
I can understand why they would say that. I have found success.
Why are they saying that?
Because of the salary cap limitations and there's more parity involved. But I think that I'm going to go with parity. That's my simple answer.
All right.
Yeah.
Timmy, the better life, better than ever, spelled O-R. I see what you did there.
That's right.
I like it. Great seeing you, man.
Thanks. By the way, Minnesota minus 115 tomorrow.
Minnesota minus 115?
Yeah, MLS.
MLS.
I came prepared with a pick, so I figured I had to say.
Absolutely, for God's sakes. Thank you, Tim. Coming back, we'll recap all the bets next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scanning whatever NBA draft props I can find.
Me too.
Don't see Ace Bailey exact pick anywhere currently.
We have in town.
Do we?
Now? Those are like the ones they're actually, those are like the only ones they're leaving up.
Where? MGM or
MGM Caesars? MGM and Caesars both have them.
MGM's backup?
Yeah, they've been
up and down, up and down.
I mean, first of all, I know I give Caesars a lot of crap, but both MGM and Caesars, thanks for posting, because you don't have to. Nobody else was going to.
You're the only two games in town.
Yeah, nobody else is going to. But yeah, MGM the past 24 hours, it's been up, pull everything down. Post, pull everything down.
What about these guys back here? They don't ever want to put them up.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to pull them in 6 hours.
Yeah, they would. Speaking of our bets, here are our bets recap, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. Once again, three NBA draft bets for me, and it was nice to hear Drew hit on all of them, agrees wholeheartedly with all of them.
Dude, we're getting to a point where
we're all on the same things.
Like, everybody's aligned. Oh, that's either
boy. What could go wrong? Con Knepple from Duke, top five even money. We got a good number on that. Con Knepple, fourth pick in the draft. Exactly, plus 150. Got a good number on that. Noah Asenga, the Frenchman, over 9.5. Drew called that the worst line available. Minus 161. Those are my three NBA draft bets. And, of course, the Tigers, 16-1, most wins in June. By the way, the way that the Tigers fall in June, they're three wins behind the Astros. There's teams in between them and the Astros. Yeah, not going to happen. Six games left for the Tigers.
Shucks.
Who, by the way, are minus 300 favorites today, obviously, with Scooble on the hill. But still.
He's good.
He's really good.
Scooble's good.
He's kind of good at baseball.
They should have him pitch every day, Gil. All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Bidlin has cracked the baseball code.
My NBA draft, Cock and Nipple, right there with you, Gil. Top five pick, betting even money, added yesterday, minus 150. Fourth pick, exact at even money. You can still find right around that here in town at Caesars and MGM, too. Fears, fifth pick, plus 350. Cedric Coward, top 10 pick, plus 400. Coward, I don't even know how to say this. I love, like, me and Drew, like, big NBA guys that don't follow college basketball at all, where I'm like, I don't even know if I'm saying these guys' names right.
You guys
right.
are like, we'll learn of them eventually.
Exactly. We'll learn of them eventually. Queen over 10.5. Again, I don't know that I'd play this now. I played this early. But there's some rumors with the Suns going after him at 10 after that Durant trade. Carter Bryant under 11.5. Colin Murray Boyles under 14.5. I know that one was one Luke Swain liked and Zach Cohen very high on as well. We're going to talk to him tomorrow about some NBA drafts. So looking forward to hearing what else he has. And if we're all on the same page, even more, Gil.
That's right. I don't know that we've ever all been this aligned on picks.
Well, especially the NBA draft, right?
Yes, like, of all things.
It's either really good or really bad. Yeah. And Drew broke it down well. I mean, it's going to all cut. Like, that 3-8 is where the whole draft is. And, I mean, all it, we've been there before. All it takes is one trade to blow up everything that we have planned.
That's right. Yeah, that's the price of doing business in the old NBA draft. Anything else today we have from folks?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mark Borchard. Oh, the Mark Borchard parlay, the base winner parlay. Astros money line, Mets run line, +1.5. Astros money line, Mets +1.5 parlay. That'll play 2-1 if that hits. Borchard coming. By the way, I love the Borchard segment. Like, we were talking about something, we were joking around about something. And as soon as we go to Borchard, he has this terribly concerned look on his face. Like, why are you concerned, Mari? He's like, boy, these Diamondbacks injuries.
He does a good job of pivoting the conversation.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He's great. Tim Lawson, who was just in with us, he is on Minnesota in the MLS tomorrow night. Minnesota United, minus 115. How about that? Didn't see the MLS pick coming. We will have Tim on the show this summer talking MLS with us. How
That's
about
right,
that?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Just had a good little chat with him. Hey, we'll always take another sport you can bet on in the summer, right?
Absolutely. All of that brought to you by GBank, by the way. Oh, Tyler Shoemaker. I'm sorry, went out of order. Tyler Shoemaker, of course, WNBA tonight. He's got two plays, four games total in the WNBA. He's on the Wings Dream over 169.5. And he's on the Sparks laying my... Well, he had this projected at 10.
Yes. To be fair...
They opened as 1.5-point dogs.
Yes, and he bet it at +1.5, to be fair, though, but he did say he would still bet it at this number.
Yeah, based on his number that he has the Sparks by double digits. And then Drew, again, Con Knepple to go fourth exactly at +110. That's where it is now. And he's got a Senge over 9.5, -135. By the way, some of these numbers, man, I'm looking at some of the movement on this now.
Well, so he also had just, like, he had Knipple top five just like we did, too. But it's a major difference now from where
he bet. It's -200 right, now. Right. It's not bettable at this point. GBank, responsible for all of our best bets each and every show on the network. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSIN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSIN completes the trifecta with a free VSIN Pro subscription through October 31st, a $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSIN. Head to VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Just wanted to read a couple more here. Eric Biggio from William Hill. Thanks for having Tim Lawson on. Love hearing soccer talk. Club World Cup angle, he says. Play the South American teams. They're just taking it more seriously than the other clubs. Well, that's what Paul Carr told us.
That was Paul Carr's bet. Yeah.
ND Money. Does the winner of the Winner's Circle contest still have to show up in person to register, or is that requirement circumvented? Great question. I don't know that it is circumvented. I don't know either. Really? Free entry? You're not going to come and register? Come on, man.
You actually have to spend the whole day with Gil. You have to go play tennis with him afterwards.
That's right. You got to see me play Fezzik and others in tennis. It's terrible. Chris Heath. Is Drew saying that if he went free driving at the Russian River, it could potentially become the sequel to Deliverance? Well, it depends what scene you're referring to in Deliverance. I don't want to get into it.
I think there's always only one scene people are referring to.
I think so. Joe C714 also says, oh, he's going to be in Vegas this Sunday to Tuesday. He's got gifts for us.
There we go,
How
Joe.
About that? Thank you, Joe.
Good. You don't bring me enough gifts.
Thank you, Joe.
Say that every time.
Very nice. Russell Smith, what exact draft pick number for Ace Bailey do you like? I see that it's available on DK. 6 to the Wizards.
So
I haven't bet it yet, though. Drew is all about it.
I don't think I'm going to bet it either. That's why I was asking Drew. It's just... That's where it feels like a lot of penciling in is going with Ace Bailey now. But like I asked Drew, like, oh, it takes is one trade though in that top five, and that whole thing's blown up.
Also, would you really be that surprised if the Sixers just took him at 3?
No, I wouldn't either. But also, what they could do, right, is just dangle that in front of the Wizards, right? Like, hey, we're gonna draft him.
True,
we're gonna draft him.
True,
make a trade.
That's actually a very good point.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is where we have, like, there's more options for the NFL, right? Like, remember the team to draft? Like, if you had the team to draft markets.
Yes, which, like, we do not have.
Like, that's probably where I'd play a little bit of Wizards and Nets on Ace Bailey.
At least we don't have it here.
I haven't seen it anywhere. I haven't seen it anywhere.
We're so locked into betting the NBA draft that we actually haven't stepped back and thought about the draft as it pertains to next year or years gone by, because the trades will matter more to the betting markets when it comes to, you know, who will win a title or what bets you will make towards that next year. But I do want to say this about the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, I don't know if you heard this, Kelly, they're your NBA champions. Again, a different NBA champion every year since 2018, since the Warriors won it in 2018. There's been a different champion. And you think about the Thunder now as the way that Sam Presti has set this up has been just GM Hall of Famish.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 14 draft picks over four. Is it 14 number ones over the next 7 years or 14 draft picks over the next 7 years? I believe it is, including the 15th pick in this year's draft. By the way, they're rumored to take that 15th pick and maybe try to package it to get into the number 9 position or in the top 10 to take Cedric Coward from Washington State. So you just look at this Thunder team. There's your first championship. You're going to re-up SGA, Holmgren, and J-Dub to these huge contracts.
They have 7 first-round draft picks in the next 3 years.
So it is 14 in the next 7. So it's 7 first-rounders in the next 3 years. So, by the way, that trade speculation with Coward is interesting because they almost have to make a trade because they don't have roster positions for bodies if they just stayed in place. So they almost have to package picks to get fewer bodies. But just from a long-term standpoint, whether it's Coward or not this year, you just think about those three players. They're going to sign them to long-term deals, SGA, J-Dub, and Holmgren. And then the rest of the guys around them, it's just going to, you know, they could be set up like a Spurs dynasty where it's like, yeah, then like with Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili, you just rotate the players around them year after year after year.
Could be. I thought Brian Windhorst and Tim Bontemps did a great Hoop Collective podcast this week of just talking about paying some of these guys going forward. And now that you have this second apron rule of just throwing automatic, because you're qualified for the max, teams can no longer just be like, here's your automatic max contract, here's the deal. It's all about the percentages and getting these guys down just slightly less so you can add more pieces to it. It's going to be really interesting to watch a Thunder going forward.
Hall of Fame Gio.
So impressive. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Stormy's next. Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the sports betting network.